Good morning. It is 9:05 a.m. We are here today, June 23rd, 2015, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatnya, Guam. For the pre-hearing of OPA PA 15006, IP&E Holdings, LLC versus Guam Power Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Yuka Hechinova and Clarissa Roque. Will Appellant IP&E Holdings, LLC, please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record.
Good morning. Stephen Carrara, General Counsel, IP&E. I'm here by myself today.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency Guam Power Authority please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Graham Botha, Legal Counsel, and Jesse Regis on behalf of the procurement manager.
Thank you. Will Interested Party Mobile please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. I'm R. Marcel Johnson here, just the attorney for Mobile.
Thank you.
And Mr. Regis, what is your position at GPA?
I'm the buyer supervisor for procurement.
Buyer supervisor.
Who is the procurement manager? Because you said Mr.
Well, yeah, on behalf of the procurement manager, Jamie Bangalore is the procurement manager. So she's out today. So.
All right, so pursuant to the first amended notice of the pre-hearing conference and the motion filing schedule, today was also supposed to be a motion hearing, and the motion deadline was set for June the 12th. To my knowledge, there are no motion filed. Is that correct in this case?
That's correct.
No,
correct.
GPA. And then do the parties still desire to go forward with a hearing, a formal hearing on the matter? Because one option is, based on the records that have been produced, we can submit on the pleadings, and the OPA would then essentially render a decision based on the procurement file and all the various pleadings of the parties. That's still an option. Is that an option any party desires to pursue? All would have to be unanimous, though. Because if just one party says, I insist upon a hearing, of course we're going to hold the hearing, and that probably won't be until, I guess, early August, it looks like.
For IP&E, I think we'd like a hearing, but I think we're open to, if we have discussions further on, if we could decide to submit on a record with some supplement, then that might be a possibility. But for now, we'd like to schedule the hearing.
Sure. Okay. So we will proceed forward with the hearing. And just explain, and bear with me, because it's true, I do have a very bad cold, and I can barely talk.
And I too.
But, so, we're looking at August the...
I'm not going to be here. Mr. Kerr, could you just for the record state when you will be going off island and when you will be returning?
I'll be leaving the 3rd, and I intend to get home on the week of the 27th. Probably not till the 30th.
Okay. And Mr. Botha, I think you indicated you were also going to be off island?
Yes, from the 13th to the 24th, and then if we were going to move into August, from the 10th to the 14th.
Oh, the 10th to the 14th, okay.
But any time before Ms. Currie leaves, we're certainly available.
Before he leaves?
Yes.
You could be available?
Yes. I guess that would be next week.
So. Yeah, that's correct.
That would be in
Missing. That's not too much for you.
We need, I think that will only be about 10 days. Mm-hmm. Today's
the 21st.
Today's the 23rd.
I'm sorry.
And essentially, that would be on the 3rd itself.
And that's the holiday.
Yeah. And I'm not, but that's the holiday.
Okay. And you're leaving also on the 3rd. Yes. Okay. So that's out.
Yeah, that's
not
going to work.
Okay. So, Mr. Botha, you said you were going to be gone. In August also, and when will you be returning?
The 10th through the 14th, so just 1 week.
Okay, so the first week of August is what you're looking at. Are you going to be for that time?
No, the first week, of, we're not. OPA's not
OPA's
available.
OPA's not
the
available.
Entire week.
Okay, so we're looking at the second week then.
Well, after.
After the 14th.
Which would be like the 17th. And I leave, and let me just say, I leave the 22nd.
Okay, so it would be between the 17th and the 21st of August. So.
Yeah.
Okay. How about Tuesday, 18th? Would the parties be available Tuesday, 18th of August?
That'd be fine.
Fine with that.
Huh? At 9 a.m.
Thank you, available.
All right, so the formal hearing in this matter will be held on Tuesday, August 18, 2015, starting at 9 o'clock a.m. Mr. Carrera, how many witnesses do you plan on calling?
Probably two, and assuming if GPA witnesses will be available, we'd like to speak to call the procurement officer.
And will Miss, you're talking about Jamie Pangolin yourself, is Jamie Pangolin going to be available on that day? Well, yes, if there are any issues that come up, please bring it to my attention as soon as possible. The attention will be okay. Mr. Botha, how many witnesses do you plan on calling?
One or two at best.
Two. Mr. Johnson, how many witnesses do you plan on calling on behalf of the interested party role?
At most, maybe one.
So probably, it looks like we're looking at a all-day hearing, at least 4 or 5 hours with the witnesses, is what it looks like. Would that be fair to say?
I think last time we were a little shorter than that. But
it was about all day, though. So a one-day hearing, do we need to schedule? Is there anything protracted you can think of where we have to schedule a second day?
I can't imagine it.
Okay. So, all right, so we're looking at all day on the 18th of August. Now, I'm just going to go through the laundry list that was given to you in the notice of pre-hearing, the first amended notice of pre-hearing conference. Have the parties attempted to formulate and simplify the issues for that year?
We have not, but I guess fair to say I think it's one issue.
Not sure to get any simpler than
so there's just one,
I believe one issue. I don't think there's much more than that. But.
All right, so about one issue. Possibility, have the parties worked on the possibility of obtaining admissions of facts? And authenticating documents to avoid unnecessary proof. Are there any issues with any of the documents in the procurement record?
I think the record speaks for itself. I mean,
okay, so we don't have any other
documents? I don't believe there's any other, but if there is, I'd certainly share it in advance, and if we could just stipulate to it.
Okay. Do you need any advance rulings on the admissibility of any documents or the appearance of any witnesses at this time?
I don't anticipate it.
Okay. And, of course, all this is to avoid necessary proof and cumulative evidence. Now, speaking of cumulative evidence, once again, you all have been in a formal hearing, so you well know everything that's filed is part of the record in the case. Okay, so you don't need to, in the formal hearing, literally recopy the entire procurement record and attempt to put it into the record. It's not a... The rules of civil procedure don't apply. So, but I do ask once again that if you're going to show something in the procurement record to a witness, that you have that pre-marked and ready just to preserve the record once again. Okay? That will I'll be issuing a scheduling order after this hearing, and that will be spelled out. Well before I leave, yeah. And that will be spelled out in the scheduling order.
If I may ask on the documents, if we're going to direct the witness's attention to something in the procurement file,
yes,
you would like us to present a separate copy to the witness
that's
and mark it.
And that, okay, the reason for that is if this is appealed, it's just to preserve the record of the hearing, okay? And it's also to avoid, should the matter be appealed, for example, very rare, but there have been instances where we were ordered by reviewing court to produce the entire transcript. Mm-hmm. And the last thing we want to produce is the entire procurement record if it's not relevant to the proceeding. Okay? So, and it also, I require it as well, because I'm not going to allow you, once again, to go mushing your way through hundreds of pages of procurement record. You should, by the time of the formal hearing, have your arguments and what you're going to argue down pat and synthesized. Okay.
I wasn't questioning the practice. I just wanted to make sure I got it right, because last time.
Yeah, but once again, if you're going to show something in the procurement record to the witness, that has to be pre-marked, identified on your exhibit list. Okay?
Very good.
And it's not for, and it's already entered, so don't worry about entering it into evidence.
Yeah.
If it's part of the procurement record, it's already part of the record. Okay?
Understood.
And certainly during your arguments, you can also go back to the procurement record and argue the relevance or irrelevance of certain documents or items. Any questions about that? We've already discussed this. Hearing will take about a day. Are there any other matters that we need to take up at this time that may facilitate a just, speedy, and inexpensive disposition of the action?
Not for IPD.
Now, if you have a... before I get there... to the knowledge of the parties at this time, are there any persons requiring any special accommodations, auxiliary aids, or services to attend the formal hearing in this matter?
None for IPD.
None that we're aware of.
Okay. So if the parties stipulate and agree, essentially, that a hearing is unnecessary, you waive your right to a hearing, you would have to either file one document or your separate respective documents stating that. But if just one party says, I want to proceed with the hearing, we will, okay, as we're required to. Any questions about any of the ground we've covered at this time?
Nothing for IP.
Nothing for GPA.
Okay. I'll be issuing a scheduling order and a notice of the formal hearing in writing after this pre-hearing conference. And this hearing is concluded. We are off the record at 9:20 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you.